This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, February 24th. God's word for you today is, what if? Our scripture reading is taken from Job chapter 63, verse 14 to 16. And it says, for God speaks again and again, in dreams, in visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men as they lie on their beds. He opens their ears in times like that and gives them wisdom and instruction. If there were no limits, what is possible with your life? I want you to wrestle with this question. The truth is that most people do not set their minds free to imagine. Allow God to breathe upon you. If there were no limits, what is possible with your life? Most people set their dreams too small and try to achieve them too quickly, and that is the problem. I want to challenge you to reverse it. Dream big dreams, and instead of trying to achieve them in 2 years, aim for 10 years. 5 of the 10 years in this decade of destiny are gone already. You have 5 more years. What can God do with you in 5 years? The problem is we overestimate what we can do in a short term and underestimate what we can do in the long term. We are always in a hurry to achieve our small dreams when God wants us to settle down and achieve the big dreams. Do I get an amen? The difference between the innovator and everybody else, the difference between the creatives, the people that will carve the future, and everybody else, is the question they ask, which is, what if? In Matthew chapter 14, verse 28 to 29, please read. While everyone else was sitting pretty in the boat, Peter asked, what if? And Jesus said, come. God will always encourage creativity. God will always encourage you to break barriers. God will always encourage you to step on the water by faith, because that is the God we serve. So, I want to challenge you in having mental traction to let your mind go free in God. Let God breathe upon you fresh ideas and fresh inspiration. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13 says, so, prepare your minds for action. Prepare your minds to have traction, to move forward. In the name of Jesus, everything that is trying to deceive you will crumble. You will not believe every lie of the enemy and everything that comes through your mind. Your mind will be guarded and protected. God Himself will form a garrison around your mind from garbage, filth, and junk in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace and the power never to stop learning, God will give to you. The enablement to renew your mind daily, heaven will release to you. The willingness to allow God to stretch your imagination, God will release to you, and so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. When you have mental traction, you become unstoppable, and that is why the enemy tries to agitate your mind, to distract you, to make sure that you do not have traction, but he has failed. In Jesus' name, you will have traction in your mind, you will move forward and gain control. Let us pray. A prayer today is a song, and it says, I just want to praise you, Lord. I lift my hands to say, I love you. You are everything to me, and I exalt your holy name. I exalt your holy name. I exalt your holy name, O Lord. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.